Welcome to Truth Talk for Conscious Entrepreneurs. This is your host, Emma Churchman. Welcome to a limited series I've created titled Cleared for Profit, Heal Your Trauma to Grow Your Business, where I interview experts on how trauma informs your business.
Y'all, I am so delighted to have Dr. Lulu Shimek here for this week's episode of Cleared for Profit. So Dr. Lulu is a naturopathic physician. She has also trained in just about every other modality as a massage therapist, a yoga teacher, a master herbalist. She is certified in homeopathy and biomedicine, in energy work, just has so many tricks up her sleeve. She and I have worked together personally. I went to her really wanting some support around aligning my autonomic nervous system and increasing my energy because, and I cannot stress this enough, for every conscious entrepreneur who's listening to this episode, y'all, you have got to take care of your body. Your body is your sacred vessel. It is what you need more than anything in order to function in your business. So Dr. Lulu, welcome.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Cool. So let's start with this. What inspired you to begin working with trauma?
Yeah, that's such a great question. Thank you, Emma. You know, when I first started working with patients that, and my specialty is chronic disease, and I could really see when I started to work with them, when they would talk about their trauma, how it was really layered within their disease or how their disease was presenting. And that was almost like the starting point. Like, okay, talk to me about the trauma. And so I really realized that the trauma is so intertwined with their disease. And like, well, the only way I'm going to help my patients to move forward and break through and really get to their optimal health level is to recognize the trauma and to work through the trauma.
Cool. So can you break down for us, when you say chronic disease, what does that mean?
Yeah, exactly. It's broad, isn't it? Well, my main patient population when chronic disease is the patients who have gone everywhere and then they are not getting the results. So I see patients with autoimmune disease, colitis, Crohn's disease. I see patients with a lot of thyroid conditions, which are never getting that type of result and energy back again. I also see patients with basic chronic disease ranging from high blood pressure and cardiac disease to diabetes, because that's still all in the chronic disease category. And really when it comes to working with trauma, it's really about the seat of the root cause. So the trauma of disease is the root cause of disease. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And I'm so interested in that because I know you have this gorgeous giant brain and you're so scientific and clear about what you do. So can you give an actual example of how you've seen that play out with a patient?
Oh yes, I'd love to. Okay. So one of the patients, the category of patients that I really love to work with is fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue, like because it kind of goes together. But what I found is with a lot of my fibromyalgia patients is that they were, they had some kind of really deep sexual trauma or abuse. And so when I started to clear with patients the emotional level, but also when it comes to the cellular level and trauma, the cells will hold on to that trauma and it kind of like builds up like a volcano in the different layers of the cells. If you think about like a pancake, and in the layers of pancake, we might have butter and maple syrup and yummy stuff mixed in between, but then also that stuff can be sticky and stuck together, and those layers of the pancake then never release. And so when we work on the cells, releasing the trauma then allows the cells to like have freedom and for them to move and release, and all those cells that are in the body that are hanging on and not doing the job they're supposed to do can be released. And the cells that come in, the newly revised cells and revitalized cells, then have a new place of being.
Beautiful. Yeah, and you know what's interesting, because you and I, we focus on my cells, right? And the first time you said to me, hey, Emma, and I'm surmising here, you said, hey, Emma, there's a bunch of crappy crap stuff in your cells that does not need to be there, and it's kind of stuck there. We got to get it released. And then we actually have to teach your cells how to receive the nutrients and the minerals and everything that your cells need to function well. And my first response to that was, really? Like, that just seems too much detail. But then the other part of me, I just had this huge aha moment where I said to myself, oh my gosh, I am being asked to be aligned at the most basic level, at the cellular level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't think, oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's so profound for me, because as a business coach, I talk about the importance of aligning who you are with marketing and the sales that you do and the people that you serve and the products and services that you sell. But there's also the physical component of supporting yourself in order to be fully in alignment in your business and in your life, right? Down to the most basic level.
Yeah. And, you know, when we are aligned from the business perspective, aligned on the cellular level, the physical, the mental level, which is still part of ourselves, and our emotional level, which is still part of ourselves, our business is then able to be in complete alignment to move forward.
Exactly. Okay. So next question for you. How does someone recognize, how does a conscious entrepreneur recognize that they have a problem with what's happening in their body? How do they know I actually need to do something about this?
Right. That's a great question. How do they recognize that they have a problem, they need to do something? Well, from one perspective, I think would be from the business perspective, that they're stuck in their business and they can't move forward. And so that's one. And then so looking at it from the business perspective, but also looking at it from the physical perspective, how am I stuck in my body? I talk to my patients about, what is the best vision I could have of my body? Like, if I could, you know, choose anything, or I want, you know, any vision I want for my body, just like we do for our business, what would that be? And so if you're not at that level of vision that you want your body to be at, that's when you know you need help. That's when you know you need to reach out. And so recognizing when to ask for help is when your body is stuck. Your body is not able to function at full capacity as a physiological layer, physiological being, because we have all these systems that work. And say, for instance, from the perspective of the entrepreneur, maybe you just don't have enough brain energy to figure it all out. You're like, well, I just have brain fog. And that's a great place to ask for help. Like, how can I increase my mental capacity and function so that I can be a better business owner?
Yes. And to trust that. So here's an example. At the beginning of this year, I do a lot of work in my Akashic record, in the record of my soul. So I went into my record and I asked my soul, what do I need to scale my business this year? And I listed everything that I was thinking about doing with my clients, with my services, with marketing, with speaking, as well as in my personal life. And I had a strong commitment this year to focus on my health, to really be in an optimal state of health. And what was interesting to me about that exercise is that my soul was calling for me to put my primary focus on my health and secondarily on my business. So to really, like, take my foot off the gas with the business and put the focus on my health in order to grow my business. And sometimes we don't, as entrepreneurs, we don't let ourselves think about growing our business from the perspective of fully embodying or fully coming into health and well-being ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so true. Because then when we take care of ourselves with self-care as entrepreneurs, we can be a better reflection
for other people to see what it takes to be a great entrepreneur. Oh, look, their business is doing well. Their physical body is doing well. Their mental and emotional body is doing well. So then we can be an image for how well we do and show others.
Cool. So can Dr. Lulu, could you speak into how you help people start to release trauma from their bodies or come into alignment so that they can be stronger in their businesses?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. So the first step is really recognizing and being able to voice the trauma. And I create a really safe space for my patients here, and they know that they can trust me and they have a safe environment. And I have a lot of patients who have never even voiced their trauma until the moment that they start to work with me. And that's really powerful for themselves and powerful for healing and to being able to start working through the trauma. So recognizing it is step one. And step two is then creating the tools to help release the trauma. So that is when my little detective hat comes on and, okay, where is the trauma in the body stuck? And not allowing that person to be able to move through and move fully. And so I work a lot with called Nature Cure in my practice. And it's where we really embody the elements. So that's working with water, the movement of electricity, the air, the nature, the grass, the ground. So really allowing the actual elements of nature to help propel us forward and working through trauma. So I use a treatment called constitutional hydrotherapy with my trauma patients, and it uses water and electricity. And because of those two elements, it uses like a stimulation pad, not like I'm shocking the patient, but it uses an electrical stimulation, which then it's helping to increase the vibration of the cells and increase the immune system. And it actually like stimulates the, in yoga, they call it prana or life force. So it's stimulating the life force of the person to allow those cells to start to release the trauma. So recognizing the trauma and then allowing the body the space to release by creating a new healthy environment for the cells.
Yeah, so what you're lifting up is that, yes, verbalizing and talking about the trauma is important, but also helping at a cellular level, helping your body to heal the trauma that it is carrying and to release what no longer serves it.
Yeah, exactly. And that, you know, it's really hard for the person themselves to be able to see that connection. So that's another part of it is helping the awareness of that in its entirety or simplicity. Like, hey, this is what's happening in your body, and it's just what's going on. Now it's out in the open, and we can address it. Because a lot of times with chronic disease and trauma, it's not really ever addressed in that manner. And then the patients feel labeled, like, oh, you have this. You're always going to have this. Nothing's going to help you move out of this. And so that can be in itself traumatizing for the patient.
Exactly. Yeah, and a very small example of that, when you and I first started working together, I shared with you that I wasn't able to take a full, deep breath.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe 6 weeks into working together, you said to me, Emma, how's your breathing going? And I was able to take a full, deep breath. I didn't have conscious awareness that had shifted until you asked me about it, but I thought, holy cow, I have spent decades not being able to breathe fully. And now with the constitutional hydrotherapy and all types of other things that we're doing, my body is able to relax enough to take a deep breath.
Ah, that's so powerful and so important because oxygen, our body needs so much oxygen for energy. Our cells need it to be able to do all their function in our lungs and our blood, but yeah, oxygen is the key to living, as you know.
Yeah, and for those of us who have a long history of having our sympathetic nervous systems activated, our bodies can forget how to breathe.
Yes, especially when a body is put into a state of trauma. And trauma can be, you know, doesn't have to be like something, trauma has all different layers, I guess is what I should say. It could just be like a car accident for a person, which could be very traumatic, but it doesn't have to be something that could have been years and years and years. It could be one instance of time that has then created like a, I don't know, like a trauma stamp on their timeline. And it is able, it's just a layer that we, once when addressed, then that trauma can start to be woven and released. And breathing and getting out of that sympathetic state allows that that shock that happened during that trauma to be brought into the open.
Yeah. And I agree with you, there is that trauma stamp. And you're right, there's also, you said a couple of minutes ago, there's a real stigma around people who have experienced trauma and this belief that they can never fully heal from it, move beyond it, not be affected by it, that kind of thing. And I love the container that you hold for your patients that they don't have to live that way anymore.
Right, exactly. Because I believe that your whole body is changeable in every moment. You know, it's like, and a lot of, I think, the typical medical model that is given to most people right now is that, well, you just take this pill and this is how you're going to be for the rest of your life. And that's such a poor example for helping people to heal and to release. Because it doesn't allow them the opportunity for growth in any way in their any aspect of their life.
Right. Yeah. And bringing that back to the business model, you cannot grow your business and simultaneously have your body stay the same.
Right.
Because
exactly. Because you're changing your vibration.
Yeah. Totally. And you can't be in two different vibrations at the same time.
Right. That's like two different realities, which then creates a conflict in your business.
Yes, exactly. So what's a practice that you've used or that you teach your patients to use to transform their relationship to trauma?
Yeah, I think a practice that I teach them to use at home. That's a good question. I have two main treatments that I work with my patients at home. One is called skin brushing. And what skin brushing does is it brings the skin up a little bit just to access the layer underneath, the fluid underneath, the lymphatic fluid. And our lymphatic fluid is so important because it increases circulation in the whole system. But it sounds so simple, but it's so energizing and such an amazing release of cellular toxicity. And the cells, the toxic cells, so to speak, hold the trauma. And so just doing a simple technique of doing skin brushing once or twice a day at home increases the vitality of the individual at such an amazing rate. I mean, my patients see, it's amazing to hear the results from it.
Cool, cool. And the concept behind that is, for anyone who's new to that, I believe it's to take a brush with natural hair, made out of natural hair, and to literally use it to move energy towards your heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the brushing all goes to the main lymph nodes, so like the inguinal area in the groin, and the axillary lymph nodes in the armpit, and then we have our main lymph areas right in where we have the conjunction of the main valves of the heart. So we're really focusing on increasing circulation and moving all of the lymph through the system, and the lymph carries all of our, basically, like our garbage system. You know, it's like it's the cleaning system of our body, and if that, you could think of like you were wanted your body to be this beautiful, clean river. But instead, it was a toxic waste dump. So the only way to increase that flow is by using something manually. And so that's what the great skin brush does, which I love. And it's such an easy tool. It's inexpensive, it's fun, it's fast, and you see great results.
Yeah, and it's empowering because you can do it yourself.
Right, and anything, and my patients know that they have homework. So it's not just about me helping them, it's about actually me giving them the tools and the ability to empower themselves to take charge. Because when they do that, they can see the results, and then they're empowered to take their healing to the next level.
Yeah, and that's such an important point, Dr. Lulu, and let's really hone in on that, because I don't believe that you are going to heal your body, heal your business, come into alignment, release what no longer serves you until you make a powerful decision that you're ready, willing, and able to do that. And without that decision, you're not going to have the results that you desire.
Right. And it's all about, if you have to make the agreement with yourself. Like, hey, I'm choosing to do this, and this is my commitment to myself. And that's on all levels, as an entrepreneur business level and on the physical healing level. Because sometimes I'll have a patient come in and they'll lay out, you know, their chronic disease, which could be whatever that was, let's just say it was, I don't know, Crohn's disease. And then maybe they've been given 10 medications because there's a lot of other things going on. And they just want me to give them something and then go home and then everything's going to be better. And that's really not the patient that it works well for me as a practitioner, because they have to be willing to step into the moment and say, I'm ready to take charge of my own health. And what can I do to do it? And when that happens, then I can say, yoo-hoo, awesome, you're ready. Let's go.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So anything else that you would like to share for listeners around trauma in the body?
I think the only last thing I would want to say is just being really aware that trauma can manifest itself in many different ways in a physical form. It's not just that people think, you know, sometimes trauma is only as depression, or, you know, but trauma can be physical pain. It can be breathing. It can be a chronic disease, or it can be just something simple. And so I think having the awareness is really important. And sometimes you need to have help to have that awareness come into play. But if you're feeling like you're on the edge, I guess the cliff of change, then that's a good time to look inward and to think about, like, did I have something that might have started this that I haven't been addressing or have brought into my awareness? Maybe this chronic shoulder pain actually stems back to, you know, that moment in time where I didn't get the love I needed as a child, something like that. I mean, I don't know if that, I'm just giving an example. But, you know, there's being aware and open to the layers of trauma and the avenues that they can manifest, and that is really powerful and important.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing that point. So how can people learn more about you?
Sure. There's great ways. One, they can go to my website, which is epioneintegratedclinic.com, which is E-P-I-O-N-E, and then integratedclinic.com. Also, we have a great Facebook page, which lists all kinds of fun things. And I'm doing an amazing series right now live on Facebook about increasing energy. So if you just did a search for Epioneer Clinic on Facebook, it should come right up. Or do a search for Dr. Lulu. It should come up too. Another great way for patients, if they're looking for help and they just want to find out quickly how I could help them, I do a free 15-minute appointment. And that's a really great way for us to see if we connect, because it's a team working together. We're both partners on the path of health. And that's a great way for patients to see, like, hey, what's going on? Here you go, Dr. Lulu. What can we do to work together? So those are some really great ways to find out. And you can also give a call to the clinic, which is 828-771-6126, to find out more information as well.
Excellent. Dr. Lulu, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Emma. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Are you a conscious entrepreneur who has hit a financial ceiling in your business? Do you find yourself up in the middle of the night wondering where your next sale is going to come from? Do you struggle with working harder and harder yet not getting better results? Do you have a deep desire to take your business to the next level, but you aren't sure how to get there? If so, let's talk. I offer 30-minute complimentary consultations specifically designed to help diagnose what's keeping you from growing your business. To schedule your consultation, go to emmachurchman.com/consult Emma.